After all the jumping up and the whining and all that, just want to take this moment to acknowledge a friend of mine who has passed on in Miami, Florida. And his name, Barry Bissett. We go back through the years when he worked with the Bell System in New York. Retired, went to New York. He's a brother of my sister-in-law, my brother's wife, Faith. And they're all off to Florida at the moment. So I just want to take this time out to acknowledge the passing of Barry. He wasn't that flamboyant type of person. He wouldn't have wanted me to do this either. And I play them kind of music, Mr. Stretch. But it's the song that I play when I announce these things, because it says, I will always love you. And I know his mom, 96, 97, is saying the same thing. So Barry, be good up in heaven. I know you will. As long as they have the chicken, the jerk pork and the chicken to cook, Barry. Wicked cook, wicked cook. So rest in peace, Mr. Barry. All right. Lee Carr, reach Florida safe. That's all I'm asking, all right? Once again, folks, a pleasant good afternoon to you. It's now in the evening hours. It's 6:03. And I'm going to take you down history lane a little bit. So let me get around here. Drew is ready. All that hair on his head is shining. I wonder if he can hear me. I hope he can. And there's Cutter scratching his beard. So let me see if everybody can hear me. And Drew, you're scratching your beard or your head?
My head.
Okay. No beard?
No, you're not a funny head, man.
So it's what we have here today, folks. Hold on. Let me just turn on this, what I call it.
Google. Finish.
Google.
Google not listening to me.
Okay, Google. Finish.
Okay. I listen to the program while I'm doing it so I can hear my beautiful voice. Nobody taking me on that? I want to say hello to Mr. Cutter. Cutter is sheer history of Jamaican Caribbean culture in this city. And I want to say hello, brother. How are you doing? I should call you son, because you're my son still.
Yes, father. Greetings, father Stretch. No respect. How are you doing, dada? It's good to be here talking to you live and in living color through this pandemic situation, what's going on.
I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you. You know who I was talking to just now? Butcher T.
Yeah, you finally get him.
I find him because I say, what questions do you want to me to ask your friend? The great Cutter. And he says, ask him about the record store that Sky used to run. Tell me about that.
Well, Father Stretch, that was a place like where we go to receive our letters coming from Jamaica, like a one post office, leading the music out of Jamaica coming into Canada.
Right.
That was a place, especially Montreal, all over.
Yes.
Sky Reggae.
Classy Street. Right behind the forum.
I'm telling you, man. And that's that place there, boy. And this will bring us together. It used to be line up going there. So.
I know. That's because I was the only place with the music. But and also, Butcher T says to ask you to tell us the name of your dance troupe. Because I remember seeing you and your crowd everywhere. There was a party, a block or whatever. Your group will be there dancing. People don't know that about Cutter, you know. Talk to me about that.
Well, you don't know, so before it was through the entertainment was in me from a little boy. I was a dance in front of a jukebox. So when I come to Canada now, me I go to high school, so we have some Jamaican brothers that down here now. We just say, do you know the welding shop?
Yes.
When the teachers say we use the welding and weld the work for the class, when we do for one thing, we weld our bicycle angle, shape it in some different way. Because we have a dancing group named the Ranking Riders.
Ranking! God!
The Ranking Riders.
Talk to me about that, boy.
I'll be a gunmouth and tie and some white shirt and big rag towel in our back pocket. That we do. Yeah, man, the riding over the S90 skank and them thing. They used to go out of Jamaica on the bike.
Yes.
And that we used to do here in Canada.
The S90, when you sit down on the back of the bike and you kind of cock up the front wheel and all kind of
things. That's right. And you have the pillars at the back. I give you some movement to the back.
Oh, God. So, Cutter, yeah, whatever happened to those guys that you were doing your ranking riding with?
Well, they're still here, you know. And there's some tired friends and brothers of mine, you know. They never leave me out. They're always... them doing things differently, you know, some working different.
Yes, yes.
Some, you know, different thing. But me still, like, you don't know, the music thing is, it in a me, right? Born in a me and in a me.
No, I every realize that. At what age did you come to Canada?
Why, father stretch? Age 15, you know. You know, the first time my mother bring us and we land out at Darval. And then they come pick me up. They bring us down into Vinette and Saint Jacques. That was like little Burgundy, mm-hmm. right there, sir.
Mm-hmm.
As you cross that water, and me say, "Where do I stop for?" And they say, "You reach home." Me say, "No, I'm going to Canada."
Why is that though? Why is that? You came
because
off of a plane.
My own imagination. And
what was Canada to you?
Yeah, my view Canada is like, if you go in a house, like a door from a over the Atwater, you know, I don't come out back out of that building until we reach our downtown.
Mm.
And so we view this place. You understand? But when we come out of the reality, we say it's just like when we're in Jamaica, but in a different way. I say, boy, I this is Canada. I say, brick houses. When we say, I'm grave in Jamaica. It kind of freaked me out. I want it. Come here, look at some polished place, you know, so pretty, pretty glass and sky up in the skies. And
yes.
Yeah. But it never
said. I hear you. I remember going to New York when I first came here. And when I went there the night, it was beautiful. Lights, because it was Christmas time and the lights was all over the place. And the next day when I woke up and saw where I was, I wanted to come back to Canada right away. But, you know...
Right away.
You know, what part of Jamaica are you from originally?
Well, Father Strait, very good question. St. Thomas, like, you know, Portland side, like, yeah, I go to the east.
Yes.
Right in the art, just before you reach Boston, Morant Bay, Yalas, a place near Yalas, Artis.
I know Yalas quite well. I have some uncles and all that came from that area. Their names were Kerr.
Not Kerr.
Yes.
Kerr. I know that family, you know.
Yes. A big family in St. Thomas.
Yes, man. Right there, so we come from. Right at Yalas, near St. Thomas, a place named Newland Hill.
Ah.
And then moved to live at Artis.
Okay. And so it was a big change coming to Canada. It was no big glass.
Big change, because when I was a youth, you know, I was from the age of 10, I'm a farmer.
Mm-hmm.
So I plant lots of produce and send to Coronation Market.
Mm.
And since we come to Canada and go back to Jamaica, we get to know about this, see this market like what we used to send. Some tomato, onion, string bean, sweet pepper, market people would buy and sell. You know what I mean? It was such a joy to go and fulfill by myself
to
Jamaica.
But you know, I want to touch on that. I want Drew to get in there because I want him getting the habit of talking to his own people. I regard you as my own here in Montreal. Now, what made you started on the music journey then? Or should I let Drew ask that question? Drew, you want to ask that question?
Oh, Father Stretch, I'm just laughing, right? Because that little part that you and Cutter did about when he first came to Canada. But Cutter, it was not Dorval Yolande, you know, it was Mirabel.
No, man,
it was Mirabel. It was Mirabel. Dorval was an international.
You don't know what's in Montreal. A real dog, yeah, dog with Juju.
Yeah, but I remember my first time going to New York City. It was me and my younger brother, and my mom put us on the bus. And when we crossed the border, every sign of life I see, I thought it was New York City.
Yeah, man, I'm telling you, man. Can't fool us, man.
Just like you, Stretch, when you see what there is in New York City besides the bright lights, yes. I just couldn't wait. You know what I mean? When I got back here in Montreal, I told my mom, I said, man, this place is a palace compared to where I just came from.
Yeah, it's true. You know, and we laugh and all that, but... Go ahead, Cutter.
Father Stretch, my thing now is when me come down and see the bricks there where we used to see my oven, outdoor oven.
Yes.
I said, well, a brick they used to make out of Canada. I was there.
Oh, God. Yeah. That is funny. I thought it was only me alone. I never really said this to anybody before with me and the New York episode. But, you know. Anyway, you know, we want to get into the music thing. How did you... I mean, from the dancing, Drew, you should have seen these guys. Trust me, they could have danced. The group of them. Any blocko, uptown, downtown, the group of them would be dancing. How did you get to start doing your little singing, your DJing, et cetera, et cetera? Talk to me about that.
Very good question, Father Stretch. Well, that emerged. That was always in me, you know. So, now through the dancing, one day I was in school, because I went to LaSalle High School, you know, with a lot of Caribbean
people,
brothers and sisters, you know, from different Barbados, Trinidad, Montserrat, we from Jamaica. So, too, we have a kind of little different ways of how we dress, how we talk, and everybody, you know, all of you, they come around when lunchtime or break time, and we all laugh, and they say, oh, we love how you dance, man. So, you know, DJ like your brother, because my brother lied, you know, my brother lied.
Lied, yes, lied it, yes.
He lied it. He's a DJ, he's a musician.
Right.
So me also observe him singing when I come here and we realize he's a joke. He's not serious, so we just say, you know what? Never take up this serious, yeah, man, and from the music, too, we go around so much music and you know, Geddy's sound, Sky Reggae sound.
Yes, Geddy's.
Telephone Hi-Five, Sir Briscoe, Geddy Hi-Fi, and Ronnie Upsetters, Lion Tone, and a pop sound. So they must say, man, run some DJ for DJ live for the sound. So I saw, you know, say, yeah, my brother jokes, so I'm going to take over the sound the way my DJ fan. And I just start from the saying of Father Stretch, can't get it, I'm going to school now. And when the teacher said, where is your books? Mm-hmm. I show her tape recorder. Teacher said, what's in your locker? And then come up like I open it. No books, nothing. I hear music stuff.
Tape recorder.
Yeah, it was my first time I hear ghetto blaster tape recorder.
What?
We're going to ban all these tape recorders out of school. And through me, they ban all music equipment out of the school where we bring to school. As we start keep party in a little corridor, then where they plug in them, then we plug in our own little session in the break time and lunch time. And they say, no, this can't work.
Mm-mm. So then ban your equipment.
Ban my equipment and Father Church. And we say, all right. when is that? Because you know we usually have a lot of house party.
Mm-hmm.
So me say, all right, now I'm going to go to the house party there, man. Because then you used to play a lot of slow jam and calypso and soca them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And one and two reggae. So me say, all right, me going to bring for reggae, go to the party. And when time them start playing reggae, I'm going to make them play them reggae, yeah? And then I'm going to take the mic and DJ. And they was a boy, yeah, make too much nice for them, but the microphone,
Cause that's what DJing was nice to them ears, right? Because they want to hear the lyrics of the song and all them thing.
That's right, and the beat and the melody. So until me learn, Father Stretch, learn that it not come that easy. You have to listen. And then no man now put your pan and sound if you have make nice. You have to come with sound, sweet, and melody, man.
Yes, lyrics.
People have, lyrics where people are hearing the word where you say. And I say, oh, me? Start practice, man. And then one day, them say, them I am if you singing at the school, auditorium in the high school I go.
Mm-hmm.
I will tell if you do that, Papa. It was a sold out. Hey, I'm from this, I'm hit the road, and everybody start popping on them sound, Papa. And Jamaica, they come along, and from this, so, you know, all of the sound, man, I'm in the park, they say, Blacko, you know, I dance no more, so.
Where they call you? Blacko?
No, there's at the Blackout.
Oh, at the Blackout. Okay.
So, you know, they usually call me. Cutter ranks before, and
yes.
Then the man said, no, you're not cutter ranks, you're Jack Cutter.
Jack Cutter. Hold on the cutter. Let me just play something. Where me love what you do.
It's all about the youth. It's all about the youth. It's all about the youth.
It's all about the youth. Cutter is telling you.
Ill treating them. When you are gonna stop from abusing them, when you are gonna stop from touching them, when you are gonna stop from lying to them, when you are gonna stop from molesting them, when you are gonna stop from abusing them, when you are gonna stop from touching them, children don't come here by them only ties. When you see the children, treat them nice. And when your heart is cool like any ice, you better think twice about the children.
Oh, Lord. Think twice about the children, all right?
Yes, sir.
I'm telling you, right now it's not nice to do things against kids because, people not taking it like before. Oh, no, we wouldn't touch you and all that. No. I am glad you made that. But what was the reason for putting together that song?
Very good question, Father Stretch. After I look around and see so many big people were supposed to use them brains and them are the father and mother that brings those child. Mm-hmm. And then in return, you see big people, big man, big woman, and molest little youth and abuse
yes,
them.
Yes.
And I use them dominion over what the same children they were them bring. And they might say, oh, that man have a little problem. He don't have a problem. It's just because he just want to molest little children. Gang can't come molest me or you know.
No.
Because, you know, say, we have strength to deal with him.
Yep.
Take advantage of it. So, I try to be a voice for the voiceless. You know, you see the children them that scream and the people don't hear it. I want to scream for that. They hear
God,
it for them.
Oh, God.
So, and that was an inspiration that comes to me. Says, think for the children them. So,
Drew.
I know. We have some youths them and more of the youths them and my youths them. Them loud, you know, so, and they're not afraid to express themselves. So,
good. They're like father. What do you have to say, Drew? Talk to the man.
Yeah, Cutter, you've been doing your thing for many years, you know what I mean? And you perform just about on every festival there is.
Every stage.
In Montreal, you know what I mean? And you've traveled many places in the world, you know what I mean? What keep you going after so many years?
Mm-hmm. Good question.
Well, I want to be honest with you, very good question, Drew. You know where that comes from? The Most High God, because he said, I'm using you as an instrument to continue, entertain and educate the children, them and the my brothers and sisters and that, lack of certain form of joy and happiness in them life. So Father God, use me as an instrument to go and deliver and make sure me do the things that way ask of me to do.
Great
to make
answer.
People happy, make people full of joy, and people full of focus and goodness in themselves, because I might job that.
Good.
And me, when I see myself as the age when me is, you know. I see myself like 25 right now.
Yeah.
I still have so much miles ahead of me.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
So, but you have not finished yet, Drew. God no. So, Father God, keep me seeing you, yeah? Yes.
Yeah, and you know what I mean? Like I said, you've been in it for many years, and you always stayed on that positive culture tip.
Yep.
When in the reggae industry, you know what I mean? It goes up and down, you know what I mean? You get these guys that, you know, they try to be culture, but then they jump into the dance hall and they jump into the slackness.
Because they're confused.
Yeah, you keep your energy going on the positive vibes. You know what I mean? What keeps that?
I'm going to tell you the good question again. You know what? Most of the songs I've seen, you see, Joe, honestly, I did go, the angel never sing to me, you know. Look at the sound that comes to me. And inspiration of goodness that I've reflect back from myself to nature. Because God Almighty do everything, you know. Mm-hmm. And maybe some people don't realize, but nature is governed over all things. So sometimes, I see certain little thing and it reflect back to me and give me strength. So my strength comes from where I don't even know my friend, trust me. And the goodness of what we do, and the goodness of the music we sing, to get back peer strength and good energy from it to continue. So
you said growing up in St. Thomas, you used to do the little fruit thing, send it to Caribbean Nation Market, that thing, and then you came to Canada, and your brother, you know, Lloydie, you took it over. You just take it away from Lloydie because he was a joker, you know what I mean? So who's some of the artists that you really, like, used to listen to and, you know what I mean, tried to pattern coming up in the business?
Well, the first time, very good question you asked me. The first time I met Bob Marley, because I met Bob Marley personally, and I tell him, say, you know, a big youth? And he'd say, he stop and look for me good, and say, yes. And he say, I sing like big youth. Because you know, big youth were singing S90s, chant, and them song there, chant. Yeah, so he just stop and walk over to me and give me a split, but we can continue a different thing after that. But anyway. Big Youth, Brigadier Jerry, Hugh Brown, and yeah, them, and but singers used to move me, Toots and the Maytals, and you know, them type of people they used to be. You take with the radio and hide it from my father. I carry it way down the land and turn it on. And me down there, chop. Anything me, I do want to listen to the radio, I listen to them song there, you know. 1 pound for the wedding cake and the song there. Yeah, man. I don't think that really brings me into the thing.
Mm-hmm.
The originality of the Jamaica Father Stretch music and Joe. That is the thing that brings me.
Good.
Yeah, one artist I really find that you sung a lot like is Jack Demas. I don't know if you ever heard that one before.
We used to love Jacquardimus and Admiral dearly too, you know. Because in my DJ ring, we start doing our the beginning in our life, you know. And then two is like you revolve when you sing with band and DJ with band is melodies that comes over. So it kind of brings me over not only to DJ, you know, and to sing. It's broadened my knowledge into the music thing. So, you know, that's, and it's a good thing. I'm going to give thanks to the Father God for that.
All right.
Yeah,
go ahead, Drew.
I know that you're a man that, you know, I mean, you put out lots of stuff. I don't know the amount of albums you have, but
eight
albums, and you're back and forth between Montreal and Jamaica a lot. And you're one of those artists that I know that you have a lot of music playing in Jamaica. How does that feel when you leave from Montreal to go back to Jamaica and you hear your stuff playing on the radio frequently?
Why, enough people start to say, they start to put the face and the voice together, and that is the good thing about it, you know. And when they say, boy, we hear your tune yesterday, you know. We hear your tune this morning, you know. And it makes you feel good.
It's awesome.
Wider now, like today. wider now. And I feel very good because before, you hear your tune one and two time, I want every time and people are telling everywhere, you got Montego Bay, you got Ochi, you got Kingston, you got St. Thomas, you got some little place in a town and
yeah, my key.
My accomplishment is coming to up to a top. You understand, Father Stretch?
Yes, sir.
And you?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, I want to get in something before time runs out on us, Drew. Sorry about that. I know you are extremely popular because I have a friend on a radio station in Vancouver, and he tells me about you. All right? Because when he saw the flyer, he asked me, "Hey, you're getting got a," and I'm gonna pass his numbers to you, his telephone number to you. But I want to ask you something. I know you've been on you've been on a little thing with my good friend Mr. Kenneth Booth and
yes,
the great Luciano. Tell me, tell us about that.
Well, you know, those things are very a good experience, you know, because, you know, when I start go by Ken Booth and thing, and Ken Booth remember me from Canada here where him come and my band back him up and stuff. I didn't tell him everyone how talented me is. So, you know, when people hear it from those icon, them believe into them and just say, can't wait to see what I show. So them see me at Ronnie Williams Center up on Hope Road with Derek Morgan, Ken Booth, I was on that show, and many, many, many more artists, Jack Radix, and people them say, my God, this artist here, man. So from there, something was say, me answer something from all the years I practice to greatness.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm finally right up there, and me feel it in my soul, you know, Father Stretch?
Yes, I hear you, if you're with Ken, I believe you, maybe because Ken doesn't talk much, but his word is very heavy. If you're there, if you're there fooling around and not doing it properly, you'll see him come and say, come here a minute.
Because yeah, but I'm tell you, man.
Yeah, you know.
And if they sing foolishness, you know, I hear it.
No.
And if the lyrics don't make sense in that ear.
No.
So, and then I went to Jamaica and formed a band now.
What?
By the time I was here. Yeah, form a band with three-on section and the body's drum and bass out of the church and guitar and keyboards and hit the road with Lucia and Father Ken and we start to tour all over.
In Jamaica?
And they say, man, you come to Jamaica and do this?
Nice.
If you see us 7 more months, man, our heart is at the year where I give you.
Nice. I didn't know that. You didn't tell me that.
Yes, man. Ah. That's what I was doing, Father Stretch, while I was there, man.
So you're going back soon because your friend is down there, eh?
But nobody can do it out.
I know. You know.
I'm give thanks for Father God giving me the music business.
Yes.
And I'm so grateful that I've been fulfilling what he requests of me. That I will never change.
I hope not.
I want Montreal and the world and Canada to know over that I am here for them and with them.
Yes.
So if they want a voice, with all my brothers, the musical brothers, then we are here as a team and as a family, musical family. So it's not for me alone. It's for all of us. But for right now, on this platform, I want to make you know, say, Montreal and Canada and away all over, we're here and ready to entertain you guys, make you happy, and forget all your frustration and all that tribulation. Mm-hmm. And just be joy again.
Tell me
something. Can't count on me for that.
I know you've been on the Ocho Lago big music festival, one in Mexico. Because one time you had called me from Mexico on the show. Do you still do these shows?
Yes, Father Stretch. Always people request me all over the world. I'm telling you, I thank the Lord for those things because it's consistency. And determination. Because if you don't determine to hold on to what God gives you, you're going to lose it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to drop with somebody else thing one of you. So we have to grab up and wait and give me. I'm going to recognize it early. I polish it and make it shining now. So when I tour across Canada, it's like 36, 38 cities. I mean, you know, across the country, and everybody, they book me, and I mean, call them to book me now. Them always want to book me because I always leave people on one of the highest high, not only by smoking hard, it's the like the connecting to the most high.
I hear that. I hear that. Anything
musically,
Drew?
Musically, I want to stretch and Drew.
Yeah, Kata.
Yo.
any advice for the young upcoming entertainers here in Montreal? Even general, you know what I mean? There's a lot of artists in Montreal that will really love to get up there. Any advice you have for them?
Very good question. And I'm going to tell you the first way is about this. If you recognize that you're talented any form or whatever way, keep it and keep on doing it and keep shining it because you never know what it will turn out to be. So if you work on your core, goodness is going to come out of it, like myself. I never one day thought of giving up, but I go through a lot of obstacles. And it tried to make me give up, but me not give up. So that's why I come out to be where I am today and give thanks. That don't give up. Don't be afraid to invest in yourself. And don't be afraid to acknowledge who you are in whatever you choose. Make the best of it and keep on working at it.
Yeah, I know that you're probably one of those only artists too in Montreal that ever had his music played on, I'll say, Mix 96. I'm talking about Summer in the City. You know what I mean? When I turn on my TV and I see CFCF 12 playing Summer in the City as that. You know what I mean? Tell me about that song, Summer in the City, because I think that's an anthem throughout different communities in Montreal.
Why you ask me that question? I remember the pulse from my body race. Because, you know, I'm one of the first artists ever to do something like that, Jamaican reggae artist in this country, to get their song played like CFC of TV. But what they're saying, me as who I am from so long, who know the city, got to know what to sing and what to say about this city. So when they hook me up with Sub, who is going to sing the first part of that anthem, and said they want a Caribbean voice and you, Jakota, because it's a jazz festival, people, you know.
Andre Menard.
Yeah, Montreal, where we live.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then all over, we love this place and this other place. And we leave and gone, we have to come back. Because Jamaica, Montreal are the number one spot.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. They love it, man. They love it. I mean, give thanks. It's a one-day inspiration. You know? It's like you just drive there and just don't do it, and it was connected.
Mm. Yeah, man. Anything else, Drew?
No. I'll let you take control from here. Maybe one question.
Drew, thank you for that question because I want everyone to know that I get a chance to break out and things like that. We would like to see continue. Like that. We would like to see more of what talented artists in the city get a break to do some commercial with them songs, clean songs. Mm-hmm. Songs that mean something.
Yes.
Not just a little rhyme and little gimmicks. Real reality message behind them words and beats. So that, you know, everyone can take onto it and hold on from it and learn from something from it. Because that's what music's supposed to be.
Yes. And, you know, I am really happy to see the young ladies, they call themselves divas, what they're doing what they're doing with themselves. And they're highly representative of this city. You can play the music anywhere. The diva herself, Kayla Allen, Anna Juliet Nelson. I totally admire them. I put them in the same book as Jakota because we can be represented by you guys, because, you know, some people think if you take off your clothes and lift up your leg and cuss and
no.
You're supposed to be a good artist. But you guys have led the way, and any young person coming up now is going to look at Jack Cutter and say, wow, I want to be like Cutter. Because people may not know this in Montreal, but Cutter is totally popular out west. You heard he said he visited 36 cities. I can almost vouch for that. I've not been there, but my friend and what's in radio station in Vancouver, he tells me Cutter is all over the place when he gets there.
And we can't name all those places and those people are so, you know, because you know the great Melody that Montreal with it, my one of them, you know, my brother too, so without leave him out. And there's some more great artists out there.
Yes.
Just want the consistency of our brothers. I mean, if you look, me never more to my country because them, you know, them see the banner and rise it high and wave up the flag and them, you know, them good. And the good words from them is great. So them no say no foolishness, no time for that right now. We have to educate our brothers and sisters and uplift our children them and teach them the right thing, just like a plate of food for the strength. And a belly full well look fine now.
No,
one nutrients and the protein from the food.
Yes, sir.
And the goodness. So it's the same thing of the music. That's what people want and children want to hear. Cutter. Right, you?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Who's some of the producers that you work with throughout your years?
Why so much of them? Bobby Digital, Bolby York, Sly and Robbie, Stephen Stanley, Seal Clark, so much of them, my brother.
Wow, the Jack Cutter, man. You've been there around the world and back. You know what I mean? And all the places you travel. What's your favorite place to perform?
Well, I wanna be honest with you, you know.
Mm-hmm. Be honest.
When we go to town, you know, because be honest, we deal with it. You know, so when we go to town, we're wired.
Yeah.
But we're wired, you know, we mean electrical wired, you know, man.
That's what me hear.
Because
that.
We want the fans, them feel hold on to me, you know, man.
Nice.
But when we come in a bit, come to my hometown now, in my own city now, we charge. But more all of the people have come out, come see me, guys. You see me? It's like Jackie Opel and James Brown and Otis with me in a one, you know. You know, ramp for perform. That is my duty.
Because you enjoy it. I can see that when you're doing your thing, all right?
Oh, you know.
Yes.
Can I jump in?
Yes, man. What do you mean if you can jump
in? Jump in, Jewel, quick. Oh, you're so late. I saw you late all the time.
Listen. Yeah, I just want to congratulate you on all the, you know, all your work and stuff like that. You come a long way, and it's good to see you out there and to know that you come from Montreal, you know.
Right on, baby, right on, baby.
Montreal zone, Jack Cutter performing.
Right on, you know? Baby. We have to represent this city right now, man.
Yes, but there's a song that I want Stretch to play. When you shot me and, you know, you was into this reggae thing and jumping up and thing, then all of a sudden my boy come up with this love song. Let me rock you. Remember that song, the Percy Sledge song?
Yes, love. Girl, you see the song now? It's for all the people that will feel cold through the winter. Well, yes. I wrap them in a tender arms.
Exactly. Yeah. When I hit the airwaves, I said, but wait, with this man, like he's a romantic man. Well, I don't understand it.
No, but romancing the woman. Yeah, romancing.
Anyway, Cutter and Jewel, we got to go.
All right.
Yes, thank you very much, Jewel. Thank you very much, John. Thank you very much, Jules. Thank you, Father Stretch. God bless to have me on today.
Yes, believe you me, we are damn proud of you, young man. And you continue with that style and attitude that you've had in life. We can't complain. You made us proud.
Much respect, Cutter. We spoke earlier, and I know you're out of town for a show, and I know that those people, wherever you are,
you're out of town?
The best of you and the best of Montreal.
Yeah, man, me and Melody and Robin and
Robin is Russell. With you.
Yeah, Robin and Melody, the one of us out in Ottawa here doing a show tonight at the Rainbow. So, yeah, right now, Father Stretch, I'm at my nephew coming to you live on Zoom. You know?
So Robin and them with you guys? Jeez.
Only Melo is here with me right now, but Robin is coming on his way. But
listen,
yeah, big up Melo G, one of those great talents in Montreal.
Melo G, pushing your head.
Push in your head quickly in front of a cutter head and just say hello. Push in your head quick, there, man.
Greetings.
We never know you're dead. I'm gonna talk to you.
Come on, greetings, man.
Who's the next one we're gonna talk to? You here, sir? You and Robin. All right. So get your history together because you know when we start when Drew the inspector from Barbados and Stretch the inspector from Jamaica. When we start questioning you, you have to be like Cutter.
No problem, man. We have the whole thing, man. Just two people don't know it yet.
I hear you. Guys, we gotta go. I thank you. Much blessings. And boy,
thank you very much for having us for the stress. No problem. Big up on Jules, CKUT 90.3 FM. Father Stretch, we love you. God bless you.
My brother. Believe you me, I am so proud of you. It's freaky. All right, take care, my brother.
Scoopy, big up yourself, large up yourself, because Scoopy there with you too. Love you, God bless.
Yes, sir.
Peace, man.
Hey, Drew.
Yes, sir.
I gotta say, I enjoy that. I love Cutter.
He's always full of energy, man.
Yes, energy and blessings. I enjoyed Cutter. Anyway, my brother, we gotta go. We have to play some music. 6:42 in the evening now. I wish I could have keep him on for an hour, Tarati. Living in a Jah world. This is King. They call King Jah Cutter. Me say my King. Don't forget, next week, Saturday at 6, the man himself, George Nooks, will be here. A little bit of gospel reggae. Hope you will enjoy it. Taking us up to 7 o'clock, DJ Butcher T, all right? Here we go.
90.3 FM.
Are we that?
Stadium Rhythms. 90.3 FM.
This is Kashif Lindo. Kashif is the son of my original guitarist, Willie Lindo. Don't Beat Records. See your face. Check what they do when you got place. They're moving in so much haze. Dwindling down the race. Wickedness on full display. Every minute, every hour, every day. Always look at what they do. Never listen what they say. Seconds, yeah.
listen what they say. Year after year they discuss it and ignore it. Black people not gonna get no justice. They will never stop, they will never stop discrimination. No plans to give reparation.
And the curfew, I've got so much I want to say. It's not the same talking on the phone. If only you could be with me at home. It's no fun being home alone. If I could fly, I like the drone to get locked down. We're under house arrest. Everything it gets shut down. Yes. What happens next? Everybody get locked down. Under house arrest, everything it gets shut down. Yes, we have fuss and fret. I really don't know what to do. Call me ready if you go broke the curfew. I miss waking up with you in the morning. Don't forget that sweet, sweet loving. Frustration getting me so anxious. Right now, I'm feeling kind of nervous. See how the times get serious. All I know, I gotta stay conscious in this lockdown. We're under house arrest. Everything, it gets shut down. Yes. What happens next? Everybody get locked down. We're under house arrest. Yes, I told everybody that I've got to see you again. Lord, I better count to 10, but first I gotta see you. I can't get you out of my head. I can't get you out of my mind. I can't get you out of my head. No, I can't. Well, I can't get you. Once that clock strikes five, I know.
tears from your eyes. Baby girl, why do you cry? You know I never leave your side. Baby girl, why do you cry? Wipe those tears from your eyes. Baby girl, why do you cry? You know you have my golden prize.
I don't hear them say, boy, you're the big man. A some place in a foreign you a fly down from Company Island. Beside you, you've got a beautiful woman and she's so neatly attired. But the whole world can see, she can't take her eyes off me. So now go take where your gal, wine, take where your gal, wine, take where your gal, wine, take where your gal, I don't partial. Oh no, that's compassion. I'm pull to your gal, wine, squeeze to your gal, wine, rub to your gal, make love to your gal, I don't partial. Tell them say, Rastafashal.
I hear him say that he's my general, and him no partial. He might go take with me gal. Not because I am a ballad, I want you know say, give me fire well red. Can't believe one look you get, stocks well up you head, make you a centipede. And don't you get too excited, no. Show no disrespect, cause you can't take my girl, she's in love with me. There's no other place that she'd rather be, cause me and my chick are the perfect fit. So my friend,
this is a voice I want to get on the radio.
Can't take my girl, she's so into,
very interesting.
I treat her like a lady, fulfill her dreams, plus proper fix, style and tactics. My friend, just
this is Lust.
No matter how I try.
Finest singing group coming out of Jamaica. Can I say thank you and you for logging on and logging on, telling your friends about CKUT 90.3 FM. Coming up at 7 o'clock will be hip-hop music with Mike Mission and the Dog. Hope you stay for them. Also, WFFR all the way in Washington, D.C. Hope you enjoyed the ride. Thank you for logging on to CKUT 9.3 FM. It's all about love. Three minutes, and this is what I have for you. It's called All I Have For You Is Love. Morgan.
It feels like heaven, heaven surrounds me. Every time you wrap your arms around me.
Remember, whatever you do, do it well. And don't let your actions be pain to others.
log on to CKUT 90.3 FM. Check out Boom Boom Time tomorrow. You may hear something like this. It's called Love. Love. We're all about love on the station. All right? So come back to us. 2 minutes to the hour, 7 o'clock. We're going to let this run out. Tony Carr, good evening to you, my brother. Bobby, Cheryl, be good. If you can't be good, be safe. If you can't be safe, be careful. All right? Bye-bye. God bless.
Well, that's not really important. But there are probably people out there who are important to you, who are reluctant to get the COVID-19 vaccine for themselves and for their children. We all have our reasons. But if we take the time to listen to others, we can help reassure and support them. And that's really important.
The first step to understanding is listening. If you have questions about the vaccines, visit quebec.ca/vaccine talk. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
What's up, everyone? This is DJ Killajoule, Montreal born and raised, and I've been rocking the deck since 97. I've played with everyone from DJ Kubert to Mixmaster Mike, and I'll be the DJ once again for the second season of La Fin des Faibles on Télé-Québec. I'm here to announce the release of my upcoming EP, Sagittarius, which launches Friday, October 22nd at Ausgang Plaza. Doors open at 7 p.m. LTs will kick things off, followed by performances by End of the Week, Sunday Scratch Sessions, and the legendary B-Girl crew. Live visuals provided by Mourad Benacer. Space is limited, so get your tickets online now at pointdevente.com. The show is a CKUT co-presentation and sponsored by Prohibition.
Hey, good evening and welcome to another hot edition of the Master Work Show on CKUT 90.3 FM with DJs Mike Mission and Ken Dog, featuring Dwayne Wayne, rocking the latest and classics in hip-hop, R&B, and dancehall remixes, and all that, no doubt. Every Saturday nights from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., www.ckat.ca for that live stream. You can always email us at mike.mission@hotmail.com or kendiggy@hotmail.com, no doubt, with your latest clean music as MP3s.